Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. People, welcome to the last drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Shit, about to be godfather in these cocktails this month right now, you know? Shit. I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, I know it's only the first day, whatever, but I was doing it beforehand, obviously, and I was doing it even off the show, whatever. I'm having fun making these cocktails, man.
All right. The one I got lined up next week, that shit's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, you making a Bloody Mary, and Bloody Mary got a lot of shit.
But what I'm gonna do with it though?
You gonna put the toothpick with all the olives and shit on it too, as well.
Oh, that's only part of it.
Yeah, that's what I need to get. I need to get some toothpicks so I can start throwing some black cherries in these and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I'm just trying to think that mix and match week. I'm trying to think what I'm gonna do with the Bloody Mary. Yeah, because
I already had this week kind of planned out, so mix and match week I'm kind of thinking as well. I think I have an idea I want to do, but I'm still I don't want to waste it, is what you saw, what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, it's cocktail month here, people, so you know, I don't want to waste
not only is it cocktail month though, but I'm looking forward to what you have for shitty alternative rock from the 2000s. This is gonna be fun, man.
You know why I had to ask you for extra time is because I was listening to the song in my headphones, and I had to keep stopping and looking, going like, "What the fuck is going on in this video?" I'm not gonna lie, that video did distract me like at least three times, and I just had to like stare at it. It was just I was just looking, going, and then I kid you not, there's a riff in the video too where it goes into that P. Diddy Godzilla song.
Oh my God! You serious?
I gotta let you listen to it.
Maybe God!
If you listen to the riff, tell me that didn't sound like the Godzilla.
Oh my God!
I listened to it four times. I was just like, "Where have I heard that fucking song?" I was like, "That riff comes from something." And then it has that banana, banana, and I was like,
"I want to fight you! I want to fight you! I can stand a fight like you! You can't run! You can't hide!"
Can we put that on the month too? Shitty. That's kind of alternative rock, right? We can put that on there, right?
Yeah, like a rap rock. Yeah. I don't know if it fit the parameters. Like, I came in the late 90s, so I don't know if that really counts though. It's not 2000, but.
Well, you know what? It'll get an honorable mention then. Oh man.
Classic.
I'll never forget that fucking.
How could you?
It might be the best soundtrack audio I've ever heard. It's like it made that movie.
Yeah.
Remember when them credit sequence rolled in that song? Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na. You was like, oh shit, Godzilla about to fucking get it right now, you know? Probably easily one of the best Godzilla movies I've ever seen in my life, you know?
Top notch.
When they found those eggs.
Hey, at least they showed Godzilla in it, unlike that 2014 movie.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean,
right?
They kept talking about that size of Godzilla in 2014. I was like, I would never know.
Yeah, I couldn't see the motherfucker. Every time y'all try to show it, y'all cut away immediately.
I mean, the 99 movie, whatever, or what was it, 97 or 99?
98.
Oh, 98? Okay.
Yeah.
The one in that one, I mean, that motherfucker looked like that Power Ranger Megazord, the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
But you know.
At least you saw the motherfucker, right?
Saw him, yeah. At least I didn't see people standing and clapping for him at the end of the fucking movie neither. Like, that really pissed me off.
I forgot about that. Oh my God.
And remember they had the billboard?
The hero.
Remember they had the billboard that said
Remember Savior the stadium?
The
stadium? Yeah.
Yeah, Savior. The stadium and shit. The fucking said Savior of the City. I was just like.
And this dude fucking basically tore apart Hawaii and fucking fucked up like half of San Francisco. Killed millions probably.
He stops one threat and then how fast did they put that on that fucking bill?
It was immediately
like Savior of the City. Yeah.
I was like,
we missed a part of this movie that we just.
Yeah, it is a huge disconnect right now because that motherfucker never saved you to me.
I want to see the
unless y'all change the definition of fucking saving.
You got to get that Godzilla movie where like he actually is a real savior, like earthquakes and shit happening, mm-hmm. but he coming and fixing the buildings and shit, holding it up and shit.
Yeah, like, he's like Bob the Builder or some shit. Yeah, he's got his little hat on, little hammer.
That way you can automatically get off the bat like, oh, he's a hero. He's helping us and shit. Like a fucking tsunami comes and he fights mm-hmm. the tsunami and shit like by breathing fire at it. And it just, oh, wait, actually, that might make it worse. It's just tsunami firestorm and shit, like a tornado fire. Actually... Well, either way, he fights it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he helps it out. Like, I want to see him fight natural. Like when, what's his name? And that, the day after tomorrow when he was driving through the earthquake and shit.
Oh, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah,
he was zigzagging through the mm-hmm. fucking earthquake and shit. I want to see Godzilla just pick the car up and just help him to the next location and shit. Like, you know, like tight shit like that. Mm-hmm. Then I'll know off the bat, like, that guy's a hero right there. He's a good dude.
I remember in that movie, he was trying to outrun the cold. Remember that shit?
remember when he closed the door and he fucking...
And it stopped. Oh, can't go past his zone.
I forgot how old I was when that movie came out, but even I looked at that and was just like, wait a minute, what?
I was like, what, 2004 when that came out, some shit like that? I think so, yeah.
I was in
right? Yeah.
I was in high school still then. I mean,
oh, that shit was hilarious.
Even dumbass high school JB realized.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking at that like,
wait, hold what? On.
I was like, yeah, I was 13 years old when that shit came out. I was like,
that's not how that works. Nah. I love how, what's his name, was the only one to zigzag through those fucking earthquake suit. Everybody else was dying and shit, and he was the only fucking one. Like, it was just like, come on, that's ridiculous to sound. And they way of escaping this shit was building a fucking giant boat. And I was just like, if the world is going to shit, shouldn't a hurricane or a tsunami just swipe that fucking boat like the hell then? Like, man, you might as well just fucking die already. But either way, though, I'm trying to decide on what should I start. I think I'm going to start with the cocktail first, and then we're going to get into this music video.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Like yeah, because I'm excited about a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some exciting times going on. Everybody asking me, what do you think? Oh, I got bombshells for you, dude.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I met Russell Rustbrook.
Oh, you met Russell Rustbrook? You met him?
He lives in Santa Monica.
Oh shit! You met him.
Whatever. Yeah, he was at
this park.
He was at this park with his kids and shit, and mm-hmm. I was with a colleague or whatever, and we were just shooting the shit. And all of a sudden, he just looks over at my colleague because I didn't even recognize him. He's just like, "Dude, that's Russell Westbrook," and I was just mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, get the fuck out of here!" Anyway, and I looked up, I was like, "Oh shit, that is Russell." And he was like, let's go say something. I was just like, fuck no. I was like, dude, I don't want to bother him. He with his kids and shit like that. Whatever. He's like, fucking out. I was just like, I'm just going to follow. I'm not going to say anything. But he was real cool. He was dope about it and shit. So I was like, oh, thank God. Now, granted, this was before the game. Which game did we lose?
Was that, what were we playing? Oh, Thunder?
What the OKC. That was right before OKC.
Wednesday or Tuesday? I think it was
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. So I think I was like Monday, Tuesday I met him because it was mm-hmm. right before the OKC game and shit. And we were shooting it up and chatting. And then so we was talking with some other colleagues and shit. God, Cody, I got to tell you about people's basketball opinions, man. This motherfucker told me, he said, he was a Golden State fan, right? He said, Draymond Green is one of the best players in the NBA and the best defender of all time in the NBA. I was like,
all time? No.
He said, all time. I was like, I said, dude, I can give you a top 10 list right now of who's better than him. And he was
in his prime, he was the best defender in the league at the time. Yes.
Yes.
All time? No.
I said, there's no way you can convince me that Draymond Green is better than Dennis Rodman.
He is. No, he's not.
They're just like, no, there's no, he's not.
Yeah, better. That's why I would play. He might be top. He might be top five. Draymond Green. I'll give him
yeah,
that.
Yeah. This motherfucker.
But he ain't no Dennis Rodman.
He said he is the fucking, he said he was better than LeBron.
Defense? Yeah. I would say defense. Yeah. I'll give him that.
No. Player.
Oh, no. What the fuck? What?
He is not a LeBron fan. He hates LeBron.
Oh, he's a LeBron hater. Okay.
Yeah. He said, what about LeBron in China? And I was like, what the fuck that got to do with his game? I said,
Jesus. Oh, Lord.
We're not talking shit about his game.
Oh,
and then he went in to tell me, like, LeBron's a bad teammate. He's a bad team player. So I said, he's one of the best fucking team players. What are you talking about? Like,
he is a great teammate.
I was like, he literally actually communicates with his players and stuff like that. He actually builds a relationship with them. He takes them under his wing. He plays with them really well. He always giving advice to people and shit. I was like, he's like one of the best team players you could have. What are you talking about? He was just like, oh, he's what about him in China? And I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck are you talking about? But he said, yeah, Draymond is one of the best players. And when I told him, dude, he's not even fucking top 10, let alone top 20. And then he told me, this is what his comment was. Tell me you don't know basketball without telling me you don't know basketball. I was just like, if you think Draymond is a top 20 player right now or of all time, you are smoking some shit that I don't even want to hit. I was like, I don't even want no part of that. I said, he ain't even better than Steph Curry. I was like, what are you talking about? So then he said Steph and Draymond are like Michael and Scotty and Kobe and Shaq. And I was just like, that's not even close, bro. That's not even close. I was like, nobody brings up Draymond, dude. When you talk Golden State
Warriors, I would say Draymond, he is a top five.
He's a good player, or whatever.
Better than like, Scotty defensively? No.
Fuck no. He ain't even better than Shaq.
Dennis Rodman? No.
No. He's not better than Shaq. No.
Well, see, Shaq played a different position though. You got a lot of positions. It's kind of hard. Shaq used to guard centers all the time. So
Shaq was such a beast though, because he was so fucking aggressive on the court and shit. There's like nobody that ever played like
him. I would put Draymond in the top five though. I don't know what the top five is, but he is in the top five. Off the top of my head, I have Rodman, Scotty, Scottie Pippen, and Draymond.
I remember Shannon and Skip did like a top list, and they had a list. And because at first I started thinking about it and was going like, would I put him in my top 10 as far as defenders of all time?
I would put Draymond in top five. I would.
And then they gave this list out, Skip and Shannon did, or whatever, a top 10 list. And I was like, I don't think I'd even put him in my top 10 now. After hearing that list, because yeah, I agree with all them players right there that are better than
them. Are you talking about defenders?
Yeah, defenders.
Okay.
I forgot the list of what it was or whatever and shit like that. Cause I can only
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Yeah, but I don't even think I could put him in my top 10. I can't even do that. Draymond Green. He's one of the best. He's better than LeBron. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. So I got a list here.
What it's you like got?
Lineups.com. Oh, okay. You know what? They might have an argument.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I take that back. Honestly. Ooh, the names on here. Yep.
Look at the top 20, even 10 through 20.
All right. So I'm on a site called lineups.com. And look at this list. And just take a glance at it. I can't argue with this.
It's just players you forgot about, but you remember when you see the name. So, you're going like,
yeah. Oh, number one, they got Hakeem Olajuwon.
Come on, man. You can't tell me Draymond better than him. You can't fucking tell.
Number two, they got Bill Russell.
There's no way Draymond
better than Bill Russell. Number three, they got Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
Number four, they got Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Five, they got David Robinson.
Yep.
Oh, six is, I don't know how I missed this dude. Dikembe Mutombo. Seven, Kevin Garnett. Oh, number eight. How is he not higher? Gary Payton, the glove.
Oh, the glove. Come on.
Number nine, Michael Jordan. Number 10, Kawhi Leonard.
Come on.
All right. Ben Wallace, number 11.
Yeah.
Number 12, Will.
Yep.
13, Will Chamberlain. Number 14, Tim Duncan. Number 15, Kobe Bryant.
He ain't even 20, Cody. I'm telling you.
You got a good point, man.
See, I'm telling you.
On this list, they have Draymond Green at 19. You know what? I take everything back. I can't argue with this.
So how can you look me in the face and tell me Draymond is the best defender of all time after reading those names off, Cody?
I would put Draymond on my top 10. I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would take off.
Who you taking off then?
I'd probably take off KG, honestly. Number seven. I'll take off KG.
I got to leave KG on. I love KG. KG's my shit right there. I fucks with KG.
I would take off KG.
KG's my shit right there.
But all these other ones? No, that's fair. I would take off KG.
I remember telling him, I was like, he wasn't even a better defender than Kobe, and Kobe didn't even really defend that much like that. I was like, yeah, he's all.
I think he's a better defender than Kobe.
I don't know, because, you know, Kobe's
great, but
when Kobe was on the
but that might be a part of Kobe's all-around game, too, because Kobe had everything, and Draymond, Kobe had everything. He just has defense.
I mean, because Draymond.
That's probably what I'm thinking about.
Let's be real, Draymond can't shoot for shit, so I mean.
No, like, I can't.
He's, like, horrible, like, you know. I told him this. I said, if Draymond's the best player that you've seen in whatever, how many fucking championships he have without Steph and Clay?
Yeah.
I said, if Steph and Klay was to leave right now, you think Draymond leaving that team to a fucking championship? It's as simple as that. Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, the Warriors won't even be a mention then at that point.
No.
Okay. That's why we're going to get them over to the Lake Show. You know,
you know what? Man, I'm not, now I have a second thought. Would I really take KG off that list, though?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't. Look at KG's stats and tell me you
wouldn't. I literally just looked at him. Like,
You look at them stats and tell me, would you take KG off? It was like, shit, fuck that.
No. I take that back. I take that back. I think
prime time KG. Come on, man.
I think I'm a victim of the moment. I'm living right now.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about right now.
You gotta look at that legacy of KG, man. KG.
No,
he was a dominant force, man, on that team.
He was. Damn. So yeah, you know, I take everything back. Draymond is not a top 10 defender. He's not. I apologize. I did my research.
How long that took.
Draymond is not a top 10 defender.
No.
He's not. And I like Draymond Green. I like Draymond Green a lot, actually. But
I do, too.
He's not. I like his tenacity. I like his persistence on the court. I like his personality. I think he's going to be a great coach one day. I like how he keeps it 100. He keeps it real.
He keeps it real all the time.
I think he'd be a great Laker. I would love to have him on the Lakers. I would love to have Draymond Green on.
He'd be a great side piece. Yeah, mm-hmm. He'd be helpful as fuck, especially for the bench players.
Yeah,
I mean, he would.
But he is not a top 10 defender.
No,
I take back what I said.
And there ain't no discredit on Draymond either. Whatever. It's just like, how many superstars was in the NBA? Like, come on, man. That's just like.
Yeah, I think at the time, like KG was. Well, no, I take that back. No, this superstars throughout like the history of NBA, because I hate that notion like. Oh, this player wouldn't be successful in this era and in this era. Like, bullshit. Good player is a good player.
Yeah, good player is a good player. It don't matter. I mean,
Steph Curry would have done damage in the 70s, 80s, don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron, same thing. Kobe, same thing.
The thing about putting a player or nowadays is back in those days and whatever and shit, it would have just increased their hustle on it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. They would have. You know what's funny right now? They mentioned the whole good player and era thing. Ever since they made that rule change this season about the players not jumping in and trying to get a foul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, James Harden production went down.
I mean, I didn't even think about that, but that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm looking at like thumbnails and like YouTube talking about this. You see James Harden with his face like. Doc Rivers face. And I'm so glad they made that rule change, man, because that was such a bullshit fucking rule.
It really was.
It's such a bullshit rule.
So we all was talking basketball or whatever, and we knew this dude from New York. He just moved out here and shit, and we were talking basketball with him. And he's a 76ers fan. And I was like, oh, cool. He's like, what are you? I was like, I'm a Laker fan, whatever. He's like, you like the Clippers? I was like, fuck no. Fuck the Clippers, dude. And my other buddy was like, see, I'm an NBA fan. I don't hate on the Clippers like this dude does or whatever and shit. I said, he's like, he got the Clippers rent-free in their head because him and his Lakers are worried about them. I said, the fuck we worried about? I was like, what they hanging in their banners? I was like, there ain't nothing to be worried about. They ain't no threat to us or nothing like that, whatever. We just want them out of our fucking basement right now. And then he was like, he told me, he said, man, you know that Clippers Stadium going to be nicer than Staples. I said, that's fine. I said, what they going to hang up in there?
Yeah.
What are they going to hang in there? I said, because you know every stadium has like memorabilia from like teams of the past and shit. What, they going to have a Blake Griffin jersey hanging?
They're going to have a Western Conference Finals 2021.
They're going to have Blake Griffin's jersey hanging in the hallways and shit? Like, what they don't have no famous players ever plucking play there.
No chips. No retired trip. Yeah,
he told me Paul George is one of the top five stars of the fucking NBA right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
I said, playoff P?
Get the fuck out of here.
Air ball himself. He was like, man, Pete, because I think he said he went to school with Paul George and shit. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I went to school with Richard Sherman. He ain't my goddamn favorite football player. I mean, what the fuck that means?
Top five. Get the fuck out of here.
He said,
Paul George is lucky to get top 20.
He said, he was like, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are my guys. He was like, Kawhi, I mean, he gonna make some moves in LA. I was like, oh yeah, because he the new king.
Well, he has to play in order to make moves.
Thank you. I was like, he actually got to win championship.
Yeah, he has to actually play
moves. And I said, even if he won one, let's just give him one. that shit don't mean anything in the long run.
I ain't doing shit this season or any season afterwards or even before. Nobody worry about the fucking Clippers. Get the
Thank
fuck
you.
Out of here with
ain't nobody concerned, especially on the West Coast right now.
Oh, literally, I forgot about the Clippers. Literally, until you just mentioned them.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie.
I ain't bullshitting you.
They're such an afterthought in the Western Conference Finals right now. I mean, ooh. But he's like, "Well, what you think your Lakers are doing?" I say, "Well, why you gotta bring that up? Hold on." I think he's like,
"Man, look, the thing with the Lakers, man,
we're five games in.
I know people lost their shit with that Oklahoma City Thunder loss. It is inexcusable." It is. Mm-hmm. But am I like tripping? Am I like going over? Like, no.
So he told me, because he listened to the show, he said, "Oh man, y'all wrong about talking about when March comes around. Y'all should be worried then." He said, "You should be worried now, like by November." No. I was like, "Why would I be worried in November?"
No. And you know, it was the great part about it, when I went to the game live Friday night.
When we won.
It was cool seeing them. Yes, won. Great fucking win. Great fucking game.
Yeah.
And we were down 10 at one point. We caught up and we actually won the game by 12 points. It was cool seeing them communicate and hearing it live.
Yeah.
You hear LeBron communicating, Russell Westbrook, all these dudes communicating.
Oh, but LeBron's a bad team player, though. He knew that, right?
Psych.
Yeah, he's such a terrible team player. Like, you know,
you see LeBron communicating constantly. He's talking to the assistant coaches constantly.
I don't even have to be at the game to know he fucking communicates with them constantly. Or
but it was cool seeing that.
To say that LeBron's a bad team player, or that bad teammate to his players and shit like that, that's just like, okay, you're just blind and ignorant then.
Yeah.
And I got to use that comment he threw back at me. Tell me you don't know basketball without telling me you don't know basketball. Like, yeah. How could you even sit up here and say with a straight face, LeBron is a bad team player? Even if you don't fucking like the guy, you cannot sit up there and tell me he's a bad team player. Especially back in the day when like fucking Magic and all them, they wasn't known for being team players. They were just known for getting their stats in and shit like that, whatever stuff. They never communicated with their fucking teams and shit like that. They were just like, give me the ball and let's see what we can do and shit. I mean, it was like a male dominant, egotistical sport and shit like that. Like, I'm going to show you what I can do. Now, granted, like you can say, oh, they won team. Because all those teams had great chemistry when they were working together and shit. Nobody never talked like how LeBron talks to his team now and shit like that. Like, honestly, that's why people want to play with him.
Yes. LeBron, it's like he's conducting an orchestra. He's the dude with, you know, the little things in his hands or whatever.
Yeah.
That's him. That's LeBron.
You don't have to worry about him trying to take your spot.
That's LeBron and that's Tom Brady. They're the same exact way.
You ain't got to worry about him trying to take your spot. He's just trying to say, like, hey, look, there's a meal for everybody on this table. Everybody can eat. Everybody can get some, whatever. It wasn't like that back then, Cody. Jordan was like, nah, there's a lot of meals on this table, but this shit's all mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Magic was the same way. Bird was the same way. Kareem was the same way. They all were the fucking same. Actually, I think Kareem was a little bit more humble than the rest of them, actually. But, you know, we did ask a question, too. If you asked five random people on the street if they knew who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was, would they know who he was? You think they would, Cody?
I think so.
Yeah. I thought no at first, but then I was like, well, he was kind of a superstar as far as, like, outside of the court, too. So I was like, yeah, I think people will. I did ask somebody and they did say the football player, and I was just like, all right, well, you know what, I'll just ask someone in a little bit more of a, you know, I'll get out of this part of LA and go ask other words to fit my mold here. But anyway, people, let's get into my drink now, my cocktail of the week. It is November. Hope everyone had a safe and happy Halloween. I personally could give a fuck less about it right now because, you know,
Halloween is one of holidays. Whatever. Yeah. Do something, you don't get done.
What you do on Halloween, I was doing every Friday before the fucking pandemic. So, I mean, you know,
that's true.
Yeah. So I made my cocktail here and I even came up with a name for it and everything, too. Yeah.
Got the name, too.
So I told her that's the best part is coming up with the names. And I told everyone,
hey, you make good names too. Your name game's on point.
My name game's on point. That last show we used to
do. Yeah, that Blood Moon. Good. Yeah, okay. I like that, man.
Blood Moon was awesome too. I had two of those. You know, I started feeling that shit later in the day too.
Oh, did you?
I was just like, man, why am I?
Damn, is this moon getting bloodier or is it just me?
I was like, God damn, I got the munchies like a motherfucker right now. I was like, what's that bubbling in my mouth? I said, I probably shouldn't have drunk that big ass glass and then poured another one. Oh, well. So this time, the drink I made, I'm calling this. I guess I should ask why I called this. So I decided to make an Armagnac cocktail because I never had one. And I had a ton of Armagnac now because we're getting ready for Armagnac month next month. And I wanted to do something different, something that's never been done on here. I'm sure, like, because, you know, Armagnac comes from France and stuff. I'm sure out there they have Armagnac cocktails all the fucking time. Armagnac's not a big deal here in America. So if you find a bar that serves an Armagnac cocktail, then holy shit. I mean, that's got to be incredible in some aspect or another, because I've never even seen a bar that had Armagnac out here in California. Have you, Cody?
No.
Yeah.
I think I saw, what was some bar I went to not long ago. I saw like one Armagnac bottle. I forgot where that was though.
LA or like Riverside?
No, that was when I was living. Yeah, Riverside.
Riverside. Area. Okay.
I forgot where that was.
I bet it would be like somewhere like out there, like in the middle of like where it's not like a very populated city. Like you ain't going to probably find that in like the major cities, parts of Orange County, LA County area and shit. So, cause you know, it'll be just a one-off. I mean, it's just not a, you don't have people walking up to you and be like, yeah, I'll take an Armagnac.
Nobody even knows what fucking Armagnac is. Yeah. Like you ask random Joe on the street, hey, you know what Armagnac? Like, no, what the fuck is that?
I think I had that for dinner last night.
Yeah.
Imagine you go up to the bars. I'm like, I'll take an Armagnac on the rocks, please. Mm-hmm. Hold the rocks, actually.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any DeLorean here? Like, what the fuck is that?
Look, I got Jameson and Jack Daniels, bitch. Which one do you want? Whatever. I got some Ciroc vodka, too. Mm-hmm. I got all flavors, if you like that or whatever, you know. And I got this shit over here. You can drink some tequila.
Yeah, that's why I like what we're doing here, because we get, at least I hope so, we're providing more exposure to our mind yet. Because it's a great spirit. It deserves attention.
It's really good. So I decided to make that, and the name I came up with, it I call it in these sheets.
Okay. All right.
Because Cody, you know France is all about the love making, right? Uh-huh. It's all about you know, Armagnac is like the language of love, and you know. So I was just like, well, shit, you take a few sips of this shit, you're gonna be in those sheets, baby. So I was very proud of that name. I was like, ooh. When I sipped it too, I said, ooh. Shit, I might have to postpone, Cody. I gotta go get in some sheets. Yeah,
you start speaking French now. And
I started sipping it. Somehow, when I closed my eyes and took a sip, my clothes was off, Cody. I was like, what happened here?
When I turned the Pepe Le Pew on, son.
Yeah, I was chasing cats down the fucking street and shit or whatever, because they had a stripe on them and shit. I was like, ooh, okay, yeah. So basically, what this drink consists of, and some of the ingredients I already like fully had, if you will. And this one, I even used I measured it, jigger and everything. I made everything like the right amount that it was supposed to be, that I wanted it at least. I went like 3/4, and I used a cocktail shaker. I obviously have a full cup right here still that I'm pouring. I used about 3/4 ounce of Armagnac, and I used my Jermaine Robin, named after the great JB, actually. Mm-hmm. I used my Jermaine Robin Armagnac there. I got this for like $129.
Nice.
K&L, and I use some rum in this as well. I poured half an ounce of spiced rum in there.
So the rum addition, what sparked you to do that exactly?
I wanted to add a little kick to it. I wanted to have like a little bit of a cinnamon spice flavor to
it. Interesting. So I was very interesting,
and then I wanted this, I guess I didn't really need it for the color, because it didn't really add to the color or whatever, because everybody knows dark spice rum is like, it's kind of dark and heavy.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah.
But I wanted this, like, you know, this like this, what's that candy where you eat it and it like pops on your tongue and shit?
That's Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted on this drink. And all this just came to my head or whatever and shit. The rum was like a last minute inclusion too, because I had all the other ingredients, what I wanted to do. And the other ingredients I used because I know that, like, I want it for an Armagnac cocktail. I wanted like a citrusy type drink, whatever. But I also wanted something to pop on it as well. And that's where the rum idea came. So I used about a half an ounce of orange liqueur. And I used only about like 3/4 ounce of like lemon juice, because I wanted to add a little bit of sourness to it or whatever and shit. And I was going to use like some fruit pills or something like that, but I didn't have any. So I was like, oh, it's whatever. and I poured it in a long stem glass. And Cody, you're gonna be proud of me because this was like a sour beer.
That color is gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's a gorgeous color.
You see the little flakes in there?
Yeah,
yeah. That comes from the orange liqueur.
Wow, you got that color? That's amazing. That's a great color for a cocktail.
And you know the beautiful thing about it is this was the color I had imagined in my head that
it looks like too, like liquid gold.
Yeah. So I took a sip of it and I said, "Oh shit, Cody gonna be proud of me," because I was like, "It tastes like a sour beer almost in a way."
Really?
Yeah. I was like, "Whoa, that tastes like a sour beer." Okay. I was like, "Holy shit!
You gotta give me that." We call it the recipe.
Yeah. Ooh. I might have. I could probably dial back on the lemon juice because I do get a little bit more lemon than probably the orange liqueur. More so on the finish though.
Mm-hmm.
But the smell is like straight Armagnac right there. And I love like the dark brown at the top of the glass too. I mean, it looks just like a beer in some aspect or another. I mean, it's got that golden amber gold color to it and stuff. It's beautiful. I love the little golden flakes in it and shit. So yeah, that was what I use. And why I use the orange liqueur, and lemon juice is because I wanted, like I said, I wanted the citrusy flavor. Cause last week I think I did more of a berry. Was that last week? I can't remember. Whenever I did the Halloween cocktail or whatever, I think it was last week.
Was it last week?
God, these weeks are starting to blend in together.
Yeah, it's not blending together. Last week. I know what we did last week.
It might have been the cocktail and the beer, honestly. I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was Blood Moon, right?
Yeah.
So Blood Moon.
No, it was last week. Yeah.
So Blood Moon, I did more of a berry flavor. And this time I wanted to go citrusy. And I think that citrusy, obviously, that's more France anyway. And then I was like thinking Armagnac, so that'll probably work out. So on the... You taste the orange liqueur on the palate there, and then the Armagnac just like smooths right over it. And then only after you swallow, that's when the rum starts to kick in. And it doesn't even kick in on the finish. It kicks in right on the end of your tongue right there. So it's not the pop rocks that I wanted, like all over the tongue. It's just like staying on that one part of the area. Well, that didn't work out the way I wanted it to, if you will. But it still worked out in an aspect I wanted it to. I was just wanting it to like go all over the tongue, like a flavor profile, but it's just sticking in one area. I used a really fucking, like I'm no rum expert or whatever. I didn't really use like a really good rum. I used like the Kraken rum that I had before people. So I think it's called Kraken rum. It's a Kraken spice rum. I was going to use a different rum, but I didn't feel like opening that bottle and shit, and the Kraken rum was already open. Plus, it was a little bit darker, so I was like, let's go with that. I used it in a martini cocktail shaker, and I shook it for 10, 20 seconds, if you will. I made one I used like 3-4 ice cubes in there, shook it up, made it a little bit cold, add a little flavor to it and stuff. The finish is just straight citrusy, but also you taste like little hints of the Armagnac, because the Armagnac is like not overbearing on this. This is just like one big ass giant flavor profile. And what's shocking about it is I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I had an idea last week and I just said Armagnac and I just started thinking of flavors that could probably go with it. I went to a fucking Pavilions early in the morning because I went to go get a birthday card or whatever. And I just went down the liquor aisle or whatever. I just saw the, like, they had, like, different bottles of bitters and shit like that. And I was like, oh, shit, I can get all my shit here. And I just looked and was just like, yeah, I can get this, that, or whatever and shit. And it just looked like it just mashed well together. I had no idea what an Armagnac cocktail would taste like. I had no idea if it would even work. I had no idea if it would even be good. Well, I can answer all three of those now. It worked, and it tastes good. And I had somewhat of an idea what I was doing. And this right here, man, this is just fucking delicious. I'm starting to get more of the orange liqueur now, especially over the lemon. So I guess more at the bottom part of the glass, or at least the middle part halfway through. I started to transition more into it. Top part more lemon, bottom part more orange. I wouldn't say it's perfect. It's not amazing. It's not blowing my sock off or anything like that, but it's really damn good and shit. And I would drink more of these at a bar The one thing about it is, would I make more of this? Fuck yeah, I would. I would definitely make more of it. But I can't think of anything that I would add or take away to make
so, it. So let me ask you this question. I know the Armagnac, that's like the main star of the show there. That's like what the cocktail is based around. I was like, yeah. Would you, I know you add a little bit of rum in there. Would you switch up the extra spirit? Would you take it into account, like probably put in a different spirit in there to go along with the Armagnac, or is rum like the choice?
Yeah, I think rum would be the choice. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I would mix it any differently. I mean, maybe I could probably use, I feel like if I use cognac, because cognac and Armagnac kind of almost run in the same family, it wouldn't make much of a difference at all. Whiskey, I think kind of honestly would probably taste bitter. Vodka, fuck no.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Tequila or mezcal just doesn't
seem to work. Yeah, I was thinking gin sounds awful.
I was just about to get the gin too. Because gin would have like this floral.
Yeah, that berry.
Yeah. Mezcal, you know, when I was thinking, I was like, mezcal probably would add a little bit of smokiness to it, but I don't know if I'm looking for that in this drink.
Right. I think it was something like a spritzy kind of bright.
This is like a brunch drink easily, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is like, I'm trying to have something like
smooth. Would you, I know you said you put lemon juice in there. Mm-hmm. Would you substitute that for anything, like another type of juice?
Oh,
try something
man.
Out, experiment?
Yeah, I probably would, actually, because I'd like to see some different.
What would
like,
you, what, on the top of your head, what would you use?
So I want to keep it in citrus. Right. So maybe if I could use, I wonder if I use orange juice instead of orange liqueur.
You think it would be too much orange? Oh.
So I was going to switch the orange liqueur out.
Switch the orange liqueur out, okay.
Yeah, switch that out with a different flavor one. Maybe I could use like a lemon liqueur, like switch both of those and see if that does anything differently. Those two would be the main things I would switch out of. The alcohol, the rum, the Armagnac, fine. I wouldn't touch those at all. Like, that just seems like...
What do you think about, like, adding, like, maybe taking out the liqueur, maybe adding just bitters to it?
Oh, bitters to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably could work, too. I could probably...
That's the cool thing about cocktails, man. You can always add, take out, alter it, make sure you get, like, that finite, like, make sure it's like, oh, this is it. Like, this is the creation I made, like, making that perfect idea.
See, I love on that sip I just took when I swallowed it. I taste that rum, that little spice in there. I was like, oh, I love that right there.
You should try it with some bitters next time.
Yeah, I think I should try bitters. Yeah. Only bitters I have here are berry bitters, so I need to get like some different kind of bitters and shit.
Yeah.
I think I only have like strawberry.
That will probably round off like what you're looking for to get it over that edge. Because right now it sounds like a 3. I think you're going to give it a 3. That's what I'm saying.
This is what I was looking for.
Okay.
I'm kind of shocked, man, because this is exactly what the color I thought I was looking for. This is exactly what I thought the taste would be like. The only aspect I thought differently, whatever, would have been, I thought the rum would have just rolled over the whole tongue, given that pop rock, but it's only on the back of the tongue, and now it's starting to hit the finish. So it's not hitting the front part of the tongue, which I thought. But as far as the taste profile goes, this is exactly what I imagined it to taste like. I was like, when I sipped it the first time, I was just like, that's exactly what I thought it would taste like. This is it right here and shit. But it's not... I wouldn't tell anybody to rush out, like, you got to try this cocktail I just made. Like, it's going to blow your socks or anything like that and shit. It has, like, this, though, in the finish, it has, like, this sour beer taste that I actually really love, too. And I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that came from, to be honest. Like, where did that come from? Because that's the part I enjoy the most of it. The early powder for the palate is where you get more of the citrusy flavors. So I enjoyed that part, exactly what I thought it would be. Oh, and that rum is really kicking in. That combination of rum and Armagnac just works. So I wouldn't switch that one out. That works perfectly, actually. And but instead of the lemon juice, yeah, I probably would try something else too, because I wonder what the coloring and the flavor would be. Because I know the color probably would change a little bit, or maybe a little bit darker. I'm a fan of this. I'm enjoying this a lot. You said 3. I might even bump this up 3.5.
3.5, okay.
Yeah, I might bump this up 3.5. All right. The more I'm drinking this, dude, I'm about to pour another glass right now. We're getting down.
That's impressive.
Mm. I like the Blood Moon more, but that's just that's a preference of mine because I like berries more than citrus flavored stuff. I'm a berry kind of guy. I mean, I love fucking raspberries, cranberry. Is cherries a berry? The fuck is a cherry?
I think it is.
Okay, well, if it is.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like one, yeah.
Look that up right now, actually.
It don't have berries in it, but yeah, I mean, shit. I love cherries, so yeah, cherries are my shit. I love strawberries and shit, so I'm more of a berry guy than like oranges and lemons and shit like that, I remember. But, so I like the Blood Moon more. I don't know if I gave that a last drop or not, but actually, I think I gave that 3.5 too, but.
So, cherry are not berries. They're not berries. They're just fruit. They're not berries.
Oh. Okay, then. Well, that's a bomb-ass fruit, then. Shit.
Yeah.
You can do some freaky shit with it, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of a little bit of romantic, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies, this drink is for you, ladies. I made this for you.
Shit, made this for y'all.
Yeah. It's called...
All you know, the sexy ladies out there.
Yeah, all the sexy ladies out there, whatever and shit. You know, hey, get a little bit of endo sheets for you. You know? Snoop Dogg got Indiegogo and I got In Those Sheets.
In Those Sheets.
In Those Sheets. And you're not, can you look it? Tell me, is there any more room for me in those sheets? Yeah, oh, I think, oh, should have been opening this show. In Those Sheets. You got that drink. Girl, I want to sip from. Girl, I want to taste all your flavor. I want to know. All I want to know is, what did you put in that drink? I got to have what's all in that drink. Damn. Shit, might even wrote a song for that.
Remix.
Yeah. Shit, the remix version. Which, by the way, I play In Those Jeans too very loudly in my car regularly. Uh-huh. Especially when a chick rolls up, I go like, "Uh-oh, I'm gonna go ahead."
Yeah, they hear that song rolling. I say, "Meet me who it is." Oh, there goes your name again.
I roll all the windows down too, and I turn that volume. And I do that little slow glance when you. Yeah, so they give me that look back like. No. Yeah, man, this is perfect. This is what I wanted. I mean, this easily feels like something you would drink at like a. I'm thinking like at a cafe and or like when you're in Italy and you got like grappa or something like that, whatever and shit, and you're drinking those kind of drinks and you're having like a you know, in those cafes over there, you eat like you know like a croissant or something like that. I'm thinking you drink something like that. This reminds me actually of limoncello. This is exactly what I was like shooting for, like something like an easy sipper, something that you have in the daytime and then it's not overbearing or anything like that. And this is perfectly what I wanted. Like I said, the rum, I wish it was more over the tongue or per se itself, whatever and shit, instead of just on that back end part. But it did what I wanted it to do, at least on that part. So on that part, I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this, man. I enjoyed this regularly and I'm kind of shocked about it, to be honest, because I don't know. I was like, it's probably going to be like a 2 or some shit like that. I was like, this probably ain't going to work out. I mean, this is just some shit I'm imagining in my head. The more I look around in the liquor room and I'm just looking at the ingredients to go with it, I'm like, yeah, this just is working out perfectly. And once you know the spirit you're working with, you're just like, that juice has got to go with it, or that mix, that cocktail mix or whatever it may be. It just has to, right? But the pouring is also just the most important part about it. You just don't want to pour more or anything like that. And I don't know, I thought I over poured on this one cause it filled my shit all the way to the top. And I was just like, oh, this probably ain't going to work out too well. And I probably need to start limiting how I do that, but it worked out just fine. And, yeah, I'm dropping a 3.5. I'm enjoying this. So fuck. And I just had breakfast too before this. So,
oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was the toast or what, but it works well with that goddamn toast. So yeah, 3.5. Well, on to the main event now.
Ooh, can't wait to see what this is.
You go ahead and pour me a little more of this drink real quick here. You know, just drinking over here.
We drinking
over here. So yeah. What you drinking on? What you doing? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. it's just me by myself, so please bring three of your friends.
Please, goddammit.
Please. I beg you, please. Just bring three at least, or whatever. One, I don't care. So, Cody, have you ever heard of this band? I'm sure you have.
I'm sure I have. Yeah. 2000s, that shit, that never leaves you.
Ever. God, man, this band was just fucking, I got to remember the goddamn name of the song. Oh, yeah, I remember. How could I forget? Here we go, right there. You remember this band called Creed?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Woo, man.
Oh, this is a deep, oh, my God.
Yeah, this.
Oh, I know exactly. Oh, my Lord.
So
there's so much material. How did I forget about this? This is like an obvious fucking choice.
That was like the first band that came to my head when we brought this up. I was just like, oh, I got one right off the bat.
Oh my God.
They were like the first dudes to do that singing shit that went into Mushmouth shit. They was like turning the garble
water. And in every sentence is
down, down, down.
It's like a black preacher or something.
It's a redneck preacher. Well, they had this one song, and then you hear that guitar riff, like,
hey, they're really doing some shit. You watch that video, they into it, man, feeling it,
Oh, yeah, Lord have mercy, Jesus. So this video and this song came out in like 2008, 2009-ish, around that time. What was I doing in 2008? I think I was, I might have been, I think I was in my third year, maybe graduating college or something like that, around that time. And so that was little young JB right there. You know, that was when I was getting into the world of different vibes and music, Cody. I was like, ooh, yeah, I was getting... And then I found this band called Creed, Cody, and I said, nah, never that again. Never ever that again. Mr. Creed. So the song, the choice that I picked here, because I mean, you could just go down their list. At first, I was thinking like, oh, man, should I go Fall Out Boy? Because they got some weird-ass fucking videos over there with Fall Out Boy. But I was like...
I remember the terrible music. I don't really remember the videos, per se.
But the music was... terrible too, by the way. There's one I was like, I think we could have like a fucking remix version of like popular songs back in the day that these alternative rock bands did, and you just like, don't ever fucking do that again. Like ever do that again. Like, you know, Fall Out Boy did a Michael Jackson Beat It video.
What?
It is horrible, dude. Like it is fucking...
The fuck you just say?
Yeah. I think almost every alternative rock band has done a Michael Jackson...
No. Rewind that shit. What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy did a Beat It video?
It's horrible, too, Cody.
Oh, hell no.
No, it's horrible, dude. It might be worse than that fucking... Annie, Are You Okay video.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's pretty bad, dude. Like,
man, I gotta get an honorable mention or something. Like, that last week we do, like, that fourth week.
Oh, man. Fuck it. They'll get an honorable mention right now. Shit. I'll let you listen to a piece of this. Cody, like, I already fucked this song. Like, you should see how they dress, too. He's like a fat Michael Jackson. He's horrible.
Shit up. I gotta look this up.
You hear this shit?
I'm gonna pull it up right now. So Fall Out Boy Beat It. Oh, hell no. With John Mayer in this shit?
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss it. Is it 12 years old?
Yeah.
This is fucking terrible.
Like every other generic
ass. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. Like, it's. You know, it's crazy because, like, look, I love Beat It. Michael Jackson's Beat It. That's, like, one of my favorite.
It's a great song.
That's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. you never really know how bad a song can be if the actual artist didn't make it.
Right?
like imagine. Oh,
God.
Imagine, let's just say Michael Jackson never existed. Like, he never lived. He never made these songs. So let's just think that, like, Annie, Are You Okay? I always forget the name of that shitty-ass band. Cody reminded me or whatever. Let's just imagine that was the first version you ever heard of Smooth Criminal. Annie, Are You Okay? Are You Okay? Or, and let's just imagine that this is the first version you ever heard of Beat It. Wouldn't you be like, these songs are like fucking horrible. They're trash. Like I never want to hear it. Like, it's just amazing how Michael made Smooth Criminal and Beat It, and they just sound so fucking good. You're like, oh, that was a really good song right there. Like, I can vibe to that and everything. And then you listen to this version, you go like, ain't a goddamn thing I can do with this. I can't do shit with this. What are you going to do with this, Cody? Like, what this was this? What do you do with this? Like, did you hear this shit? Like, it doesn't have any of the essence of that song. Like, it. Fuck, he sucks at singing. He sucks.
And look at the comments. People actually like this shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. This is what a cover should be. Make the song your own rather than remake it like the original. Okay, yeah. No. This sounds like shit.
And you know, the bad part, they had the audacity to put this shit out, the singing and Michael Jackson died.
Damn.
2009.
They think this was a tribute?
I think that's some shit. I think he died in 2009, right? Was it
2009? Yeah, it was 2009. Yeah, he died in 2009. Somebody said this guy can really sing. The emotion in his voice is incredible. Are they fucking serious? That's the worst part of the song to me. It's like, oh, man. Somebody said to all the people that's pitting against the original, just two facts for you people. Fall Out Boy did not.
He's got one of the best voices in the industry. Get the fuck out of here.
Did they not hear this goddamn song? Are they? Somebody even said this is almost up there with the original Michael Jackson song. All right. I'm all about people having their own opinion and shit like that, but when it's just that
this
goddamn
is fucking awful.
Yeah. When it's that goddamn retarded, you shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion no more. So, because that is the most retarded thing I've ever heard. This
Oh, summer. Man. People really have shitty taste in music. This is amazing. I mean, I kind of knew that, but I guess it really didn't sink in until just now. Or any of these comments.
Yeah, I'm about to say, have you found one bad comment yet? I haven't found one yet. Like, everybody's loving this.
And this dude in the video, the lead singer, he's just like a...
He sucks.
He's just terrible. Because everything is terrible.
God damn. Everybody loves this fucking...
Fucking awful.
Somebody said, I'm ashamed of myself. I never heard this version until now. Wow. I even see people that are hearing us saying, as a devoted Michael Jackson fan, this made me really happy. These boys did a great job. Okay, people, I just want to... Shit, I wish I had a polling site to do right now, because I'd be like, please, let me know if you think that me and Cody just being biased. And
good Lord.
You cannot tell me this sounds good. Cody, this sounds like a generic rock song.
Fucking terrible.
This sounds so generic. It loses all of the essence that the original Beat It had. Like, it doesn't... This has no uniqueness to it. I know it's a cover, because people are like, well, it's a cover. It's not supposed to have unique. Yes, it does. People talking about he took it and made it his own. No, he didn't make it his own. He made it into another generic-ass rock song. Like, so... I listen to cover music all the time. I love cover music or whatever. And people throw their own little twist on it and shit. This sucks. This is horrible. And he looks fucking ridiculous with this outfit on, too, by the way. There's only one man that should be wearing that kind of fucking outfit, and that man's dead and buried. Shit, okay? God damn. Oh, this is horrible. So, Cody, I'm sure you'll be like, Cody's like, I got to rethink my list now. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to.
The fuck was
it? Got to re-strategize. Like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, damn. I got to do more research now. Like, is my shit diet show is really the most awful thing? I don't know. Just looking at this, I'm like, damn, okay, well, shit. There's more out there.
You should have seen my look, because I remember the song. I haven't seen the video in so long. When I rewatched that video, I just looked at it. I was disgusted, dude. I was just like, hey, let me just text Cody. We ain't doing this. Oof, man. So anyway, back to the main event title pick in here that I've chosen. I said Creed, and the name of the song that I picked for them, I know Cody's in disbelief after a while. He's like, wait, there's more? After that, he's like, we got to listen to more?
Oh, I tell you, man, that 2000s era, it is just filled with it. Literally, we could have a whole year on that shit. Literally, a whole fucking year.
Fortunately, yeah, we could.
We could do a whole year. I ain't bullshitting you.
So, the song I chose, Cody, let me see if you ever heard this song from Creed. My Sacrifice.
Do I remember that one?
Oh, man. My Sacrifice. I want you to watch this video with me,
Cody. I'm going
to
pull it right now.
Please pull it up, Cody.
All right, got it. My Sacrifice. The thumbnail.
Look at the thumbnail.
I'm looking lost, like he did something wrong. I know, I made this shitty song, I'll release it anyway.
Play the video now, sir. You gotta, first of all, got that generic ass rock. Here we go.
All right, Pigeon. It's got this old motherfucker on the bench.
Hello, my friend, we meet again. It's been a while, we should begin.
Oh,
dude eating a sandwich.
Oh my god, I got these mumps. Yeah, the dude, what is this, Venice, I guess? Or no? Is it Venice? Got cars in here, too. I guess it's like some flooded metropolitan city.
You see the chick coming out the ocean right now? She's just holding her hand out for him. He just looks at, watch why he look at her. He
look, I got the mailman right here. That man look mad as fuck. It still got me working in this fucking flood.
Look at these green monks. Look at these dudes.
All right, I see the girl coming up the ocean right now.
What the fuck is going on?
Why is she having a model moment? What is she reaching for?
She reaching
this dude just like, this dude just glanced out, he looked down like, hey, she don't want you.
You see the green dude?
Okay. What the fuck is that? Got scrolls in here?
All right, pause the video.
I'm on
103.
Pause
it real quick.
I'm on 103 right now.
Let me give a background, people. So the video, the point of this video is he's in a metropolitan city and it's like flooded, but like the band is playing in the water because every 2000 video had a water sequence and shit like that back then. People just love being rained on and shit like that, Cody, back then. So not me. I don't want to catch a cold. And he's in a boat. And he's just singing, looking like an old dad and shit. He looks like Cody's fucking great-grandfather or something like that or whatever. I mean, this dude is looking fucking miserable. Like, he looks like shit. And some hot chick comes out of the fucking ocean and holds her hand out. And he just looks like, bitch, I ain't saving you. Like, he just keeps going. And like Cody just said, we're at the part where some green scrolls just came out the fucking ocean saying, hello, neighbor, you know. They were doing backpedaling, assuming this shit.
I'm free. I'm free.
You see how you're looking at them dudes that's just fucking swimming and shit, Cody? I was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on in this video. There's a dog swimming now.
My Sacrifice.
What the fuck is this?
What is these monks, dude? He's just looking. He's just like, huh.
My Sacrifice.
Oh, how could your life can turn around? In an instant.
Tiger.
Hey, but Cody, you see that American flag right there?
Yeah. It's the kid's baseball bat.
It don't get no more American.
Nope, that's American as fuck.
After the Tiger, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's watching the ball.
Oh, my God, that CG ball is terrible. Oh, my God.
Oh shit. The drummer, he's just all in the water, Cody. He loves his shit. The mailman.
He's delivering that mail.
Look at this. His hand comes off the altar and he's like, I gotta help him.
Oh shit. Got the black power fist.
The black power fist. That was the Wakanda forever, Cody. He saved that dude, though.
Pull Aquaman out.
So, pause right here. People, so basically, Brian, we're at the point of this video where he became an egotistical maniac. He said, oh shit, that dude look like me. I need to save him.
Pull him out, yeah. Save myself.
So everybody else, he just said, fuck them. I'm just going to look at them, and like, whatever. But he saw himself.
Oh, I recognize that tattoo. Pick you up real quick.
Yeah. So he having a gay moment with himself right now. And it's really weird that now he got his head down. And this drummer, he's all into it. Now this dude ain't got no shoes on. He's just chilling. They singing to each other now. Look at that looking. Oh, now there's like a plane flying around. But they both keep balling their fists up like this, so they're doing this. That's how you know it's beating up. Okay, you hear that beat? You hear that fucking beat? Did that not sound like the Godzilla? It
fucking does.
Let me rewind that. Here we go, people.
Oh my god, it does. Holy shit, it does. Dude, it does. What the fuck? Oh my god. That terrible CG plane. Yeah, it
does. Now they're on a bus with candles. I don't know what the fuck is going on now. He got to tone it down now. So he's getting, it's getting to the third verse, man.
Oh, Lord, is he doing a seance or some shit? What the fuck is going on here? And that dude playing guitar, like, he could give a fuck less. Like, all right, I'm here for a paycheck. That dude with the drum.
That dude with the drum, he's like, ain't no drums on this bus. Yeah, I'll just flip this.
Let's flip this shit around.
I'll split it. I'll spin this stick. Oh, look, they're having a Man of Steel moment now. Tornado coming.
Oh, shit, I'm watching that. Yeah. He's doing it in a cafe. God.
They got that 2000 rain falling on them now, Cody.
You're on the blue.
I'm the kid. Mm-hmm. That's Clark Kent right there, Cody. He's trying to save Paul Kent. You got to save him. Why is he balling his fist? You see that guy? He's balling his fist and doing this. He's like, yeah.
Baby crib crushing. What the fuck?
They're the clouds now, Cody. Clearing up now, Cody. Oh, it's sun. Look at that walk. That walk.
No. That walk. Good Lord, hugging this random dude. That's fucking creepy.
What is going on?
Why his eyes turn away? This dude storm. Oh my god, he's turned old. What the fuck? That was him the whole time? Oh my god! Plot twist! Holy shit! The M. Night Shyamalan this.
Sounds so shocked, Cody. Like you didn't see that coming.
I didn't.
Oh man, you was a legit.
Oh, I can't watch anymore. This shit, dog. I'm not gonna watch the next video. I ain't watching more of this shit. Fuck that. One last breath. Hell no. I'm gonna take my last breath watching this shit.
If you was a legit commentator, that should be funny because you'd be like, "Holy shit, that was him the whole time." Oh my god.
I ain't bullshit. I wasn't expecting that.
That sounded like a legit reaction, man. You was like, "Holy shit." Oh, I'm dead now. I love it. I love that slow. You gotta have that 2000s walk, people, where you just walked out of the cafe and just slow motion.
Yeah, slow motion. They blowing behind him and shit.
Yeah, with the terrible green screen behind him and shit. It's just he just walking slow, and then this random kid Clark Kent comes out and just hugs him. He's like, "Come here!" And then like he's just hugging his I love how he's hugging his kid, but he's still looking in the camera like straight ahead and shit. Mm-hmm. Like he has no soul and shit. He's just like, "I'm free. My sacrifice." So you give him that last drop, right, Cody?
Yeah, that's the last drop right there.
Yeah.
I'm blowing my fucking mind, yeah, when that scale. I see that shit coming. He was older the entire time.
Full circle. It started with the video, ended the video. So what was
this all like signify? He was like the savior of humanity. He the apocalypse.
Is that he was Storm. Yeah, he's Storm.
That's fucked up. And he never got his respect. He looked broke as fuck, basically homeless. Yeah, bench as old dude.
Well, he didn't say
he's like an unsung hero.
He didn't say that mailman. That's why.
Oh, okay.
And that bitch that was drowning in there.
I don't know why that mailman went to work. He could just like say fuck it. Like,
yeah, that was like
he take an off day.
That was like a snow day for him. Like he didn't have to do shit. Yeah. He was very dedicated to delivering that mail.
Yeah, he was very dedicated.
Yeah.
He was like, get the mail, fuck it.
So what'd you think of that video?
It was a video. It was a very compelling video. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure. That fucking CG plane and that ball that was flying. I love that look he had in his face when he saw that ball flying. Like, he'd never seen a fucking baseball before in his life. Right. He's just like, he was looking at that shit like he saw an Autobot.
Yeah.
He was looking like Buzz Aldrin. Like, he, remember when Buzz Aldrin saw Optimus Prime? You literally believe that he really was looking at a fucking robot or something. Mm-hmm. Like, the way Buzz Aldrin, he was just like, oh my God, that's how this dude was looking at that baseball. Like, wow, look at that. I don't know if this dude's just dead in the face or he's got a resting bitch face for the rest of his life or whatever, but Jesus Christ, you want to talk about stone cold face? This dude has it. That is Creed, people, called My Sacrifice. That was 2008, My Sacrifice. Oh, 2009, sorry. My Sacrifice.
My Sacrifice, yep.
By Creed.
My Sacrifice.
I'm free. So he heard that Diddy Rock Godzilla song and mm-hmm. said, that's the part I need to put in My Sacrifice. I need that. And he said, 10 years later, too, that's when I'll make that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an anniversary song to the Godzilla.
Yep.
So that was the after effect of the Godzilla movie. Godzilla destroyed the city and it flooded. And the kids were just trying to play baseball and live their lives while he tried to develop storm-like mutant powers and turn the clouds.
So that song, I know the YouTube video was released in 2009, whatever.
Yeah.
The song came out in 2001.
2001, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tribute video.
Fucking Creed.
You think he made Diddy happy with that?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure
Diddy. I'm shocked Diddy didn't do a remix with Creed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe Fallout Boy and Creed should get together and make
Why would you say that?
Yeah, they should.
That sounds terrible.
How about they make Rock With You? I wanna rock. I wanna rock with you.
Or let's do Purple Rain.
Yeah, oh, shit, even better. Yeah, do Purple Rain. Mm-hmm. And then they can have like the whole, they can do the same music video too mm-hmm. for it. Just make it purple.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the mailman, you have Prince on a motorbike.
I like it. Make it happen. Let's get them together. Let's get a collab. Fallout Boy, Creed. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know, Fallout Boy is still doing shows too, Cody, right?
They're still doing shows?
Yeah.
Like a reunion tour. Did they ever break up or no? Or
yeah, I don't know if music? They broke up or not. And I don't even know who's doing
it. I haven't heard from them in fucking years. So
when I was watching the video, I just saw a fucking concert shit show
up. Hey, you want to go, JB? Let's go.
You know what? I might be busy that day. I got some.
Hey, I got your ticket, bro. You worry.
What you clicking for? Well, I hear some clicking back.
I'm looking at the
tickets okay.
Right now.
That's all right. Good. We good, dude. I didn't get vaccinated. I can't go to those. So.
No. Pull us up right now. Are they in LA right now? Are they going to be in LA?
No, I don't think so. They don't.
Let me look this up.
Such a hold up town. Why would they come here?
No concerts. Oh, that's a shame.
Thank God. Oh, yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Wait. When was this? Oh, this is 2009. That sucks.
Oh, what about
Creed? They're at Dodger Stadium at some point. I guess it was like 2 years ago, though.
You want to go see Creed?
Yeah, we'll go Creed tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Creed, My Sacrifice. I wonder what the crowd looks like when he sings that song. Mm,
I wonder. Here we go. Constantly
you think they'd be like, you think they'd be like hanging their hand out in the air? And
with the lighter,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like it's a church fucking song or something. Like,
man, what you mean there's no upcoming events? Come on, Creed.
Yep.
Creed.
Oh, man. I can't wait till mix and match week. I got another band for you right there.
I can't wait for mine next week. I don't even know if you remember this one, but you probably will remember it though when I bring this shit up.
Well, let's look into it.
And for me, it personifies the 2000s, like that shitty era where they quite didn't know what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find the sound. Yeah, it was mid 2000s too. So yeah, it really mixed up.
So I got that early 2000s. Cody gonna hit us with that mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gonna hit you with that. I started looking up some dashboard confessional shit. Oof.
Man. I'm selfish. I'm wrong.
I'm gonna say this right now. That What's Up Danger song in the Spider-Verse is the best Spider-Man song I've ever heard. So it is the best Spider-Man song I've ever heard. Yeah,
it is actually.
It, and ooh, I will,
yeah.
You will not fight me on
this. You didn't like that Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Kendrick Lamar?
Fuck no.
And Alicia Keys?
No.
No. It's the story of David and Goliath. Where the fuck is it? No.
You didn't like Hero? My very first one?
Love, we're all saved. How could that help me? And look what love made us. A world full of killing. And what in the world if it changed?
Down, and they saved out a hero.
So fucking terrible.
I love how they never had emotions on their face when they sung these songs. They just look stone cold, like just, Oof, man. All right, man. So that is my cocktail of the week, and also my shitty...
In those sheets and my sacrifice. Title of the show right there.
I'm sacrificing
in my sacrifice.
I'm sacrificing in those sheets, Cody.
There you go, right there. Sacrificing in those sheets. That's the title.
Sacrificing in those sheets. Ooh, man, because, oh boy. Oh man, Creed probably did, dude, because he looked old as fuck in that video.
So. Yeah, what's that? Yeah,
he looked like
he did, right? Yeah,
he had that dad face going on and shit. Yeah. He's pushing like at least 40 in there, at least. Come on. Oh man, damn. So I look forward to your hearing about your.
Oh, it's gonna be fun. I wonder if you remember this song though. I hope you do.
I probably won't remember the song, but I bet I remember the band.
Okay.
I'm more good with the bands than I do actual songs.
I think you'll remember this song.
Okay.
I think so.
Was it an actual single or like?
It was a single.
Okay, maybe I will then.
I would say it was a single for a movie. I'll say that.
Oh,
that's the only hint I'll get.
I probably will then. All right.
Yeah.
Love. Oh, it's Vindicated, isn't it?
Nah, Vindicated. Yeah.
It's Vindicated then. When they're on that train sequence, did you like how that?
Yeah.
Did you like how that video transcended with the train sequence in Spider-Man 2?
Oh, I forgot how that. I really looked at it. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was all about that, man. They were trying to show the best sequence in the whole fucking movie, dude. Yeah, which was a train sequence.
Oh, here we go. Right here, let's see. Peter Parker on the bike talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Lord. Oh, hey, dude. This is basically the goddamn trailer.
It really was. Yeah. Actually, it really was a trailer of the fucking movie. And except every now and then you see in the subway, they were playing the fucking song.
Why do you know? Video. Are they even in this video?
I think like twice. Twice, I think. You see the lead singer. I don't think you see anybody else though.
What? Dude, I'm looking, I'm scrolling through the video. I don't even see them. I just see footage from Spider-Man 2.
You don't like
where the fuck are they at?
You don't like how it like looks like a comic book and it's like scraped in half with sequels?
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing, probably.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait, here we go.
Mesmerizing, I am. Captivating, I am.
That's some behind the scenes shit. Come on, dude. Oh, here we go. Here we go. And it's abandoned warehouse. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
just like the end of the movie. Just like the end of the movie. Yeah. They know what's going on, Cody. They helped film it.
But I'm playing so
well. I am seeing in the world. Things so well. It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
I'm selfish. I am wrong.
It's so amazing how that movie survived all this test of time.
Right?
Like,
a legendary movie with some shitty ass music.
I mean, it's got a lot of shit in it. You just go like, If that was made today, that wouldn't get no passes. Like, you know, like, ooh. But it's the testament of that movie of how good it is. Mm-hmm. It survived shit like that because, oof, man. Could you imagine if they would have played that song in the movie, like when he got his powers back or something, and he went to go save Mary Jane? Imagine if they played that song on the train sequence.
That would have been terrible. I'm thankful they didn't do that. Would have been awful.
Could you imagine when he breaks through the Daily Journal, the Daily Planet, I'm blanking out, Daily Bugle's newspaper when he's like, I want Spider-Man, and then he comes smashing through the paper, and then it goes, Vindicated, I am so... They would have gave that movie a higher rating, right?
Mm-hmm. Five stars. Easily. A plus.
He gets on that train.
10 out of 10.
He gets on that train and fight Octopus and you just hear
Vindicated. No, you should play it during the final swing at the end.
Oh,
very yeah. Chance because of the apartment, he has to go to work.
I should have played it when Harry pulled his mask off.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have put, I am flawed, smimps the mind, mm-hmm. I am hypnotized, and I am captivated. When, as soon as he say captivated, mm-hmm. That's when Harry pulls the mask off, and then when the mask, he takes those steps back, vindicated. Honestly, somebody make that edit. That actually probably remember that look on James Franco May face when he took that mask off.
Like, drop the knife.
he started looking at the mask and he's like, "Oh, that was some damn good acting by James Franco." By the way, he really did look like his best friend was a hero and shit. He was like, "Oh shit, what the fuck?" He looked like he was like Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked from Monica Lewinsky and shit. He was like, "Oh boy." All right, people. Well, we're done now. We're getting out of here. That is the end of the show. Just talking some shit. So that is a taste of what's to come in the following weeks as far as the cocktails and the shitty...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it, actually, to be honest. It's, I guess, alternative rock or whatever. I don't know. Motherfuckers trying to sing.
Yeah, it's alternative rock.
Oh, okay.
That's what I call it, yeah.
Slow mumble marble mouth having alternative music. There you go. So, yeah, that's what's to come there, people. I hope you enjoyed this.
Oh, Paris, I believe above the world I'm free and my sacrifice. How the fuck did they get a contract?
Oh man, we should go to that karaoke bar in Culver City and see if they have that song there.
What you doing tonight?
Nobody goes to this karaoke bar, but they're gonna be looking, going like, "Yeah, that's my shit." Right? It's like a bunch of older dudes, and they're gonna be like, "That's my shit right there, home, man. That Creed right there." If the crowd starts singing with you, I'd be like, you know what? Never. Might have to start coming back here. Superstars in here. We'll sing like Creed and all of them goddamn band, whatever it is. Anyway, people, we're done now. We're getting out of here. I can't wait for next week to hear Cody.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. Bullshit. I think we should have an honorable mention every week, too.
So my honorable mention then was Fall Out Boy.
I'm going to have one, too.
That shit sucked. And I didn't even find that one. At least like the Creed one, I kind of find hilarious a little bit. And actually, not even a little bit. I found that shit really hilarious. And my eyes are big the whole time. The Fall Out Boy one just pissed me off. And I thought that shit just sucked. I thought that shit was horrible. Like, that was just fucking
terrible. I got some good ones. Oh, I can't wait.
Dad, I don't even know how you could get
some good ones.
You could be getting your dick sucked and watching that video going like, "Yeah, I'm mad now." I don't even know how.
Why am I even here?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just take your mouth off right now.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, can you get up off me real quick? I'm having a bad day right now.
Please.
Yeah, I'm having a bad day. Get off me. So Fall Out Boy wins worst band of the week this week. With their beaded edition. I can't wait to see who's Cody's worst band of the week next week.
Oh, man.
And his honorable mention.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
At least Creed I found somewhat entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I could get a good laugh of it. But Fall Out Boy, you can rot in hell. I hope you get a dishonorable discharge up your ass. And I hope you just rot in hell after that. Like, you have a slow and painful death too with that one, by the way. Yeah, I wish death upon you after that. So yes. I love Beat It, so that's one of my favorite Mighty Jane. That shit sounded horrible. And you know what? All them fans that enjoyed it too, they can have a slow and miserable death too while they at it as well. Watch some motherfuckers gonna get on here and be like, "Man, I don't know what y'all talking about. That song was fucking amazing." It's like, well, you don't have no taste anyway. And we need to test Fall Out Boy and all those people for COVID, because they probably was prime estate number one that had the shit, because they clearly ain't got no fucking taste bud. So how could you even make that in good conscience and think this shit was good enough to post as a fucking video?
I have no idea. I really don't. Whatever. I really fucking don't.
With that said, people, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.